have Torah of Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. We have a chance a few times a year when Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh coincide to read this Haftorah. It's a very beautiful Haftorah. It's the very, very end of Sefer Yeshaya, the very end. And the connection to Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, of course, is very obvious from the last pasuk, which states, V'haya midi chodesh b'chadsho, midi Shabbos b'shabbato, yobachobos ushtachabos ufanai omar Hashem. It's actually not the last pasuk, it's the penultimate pasuk, but we repeat it again in order to end on the Dover Tov, the pasuk that follows, which is actually the last pasuk in Yeshaya. The Yatsu Barob, the figure Hanashim Poshim Bi, Kisalatim, Wel Somos, Vishim, Wel Sikhbe, Vodiron Chobasa, which is the idea of the Onesh and Gehenna for the Rishayim. But then we come back and repeat the pasuk before that, as we often do, Vayimid Chodesh Bechadsho, Mishabbos Veshabbato. So this Avtorah has a lot to do with the Nevuah of Lasi Lavo. It begins with a critique of those who bring karbanos with the wrong ideas, with the wrong motives. Shochet hashor makeish. It's if you're shechting an animal, it's no different than makeish. Zaveh chaseh is no different than orif kelev. Mali mincha is dam chazir. Maski levon and verch oven. You're doing things which are on the surface a service to Hashem, but really is meaningless, which is something we have in the very beginning of Sefer Yeshaya. And we know the Chazon Yeshaya ben Amos, Ramali rose of Chechem Yom HaShem, the very beginning of the Sefer that we read before Tisha B'Av, similar idea. The Haftorah goes on to emphasize a couple of things, which again, some of the psukim might be somewhat familiar, could I just to point them out. The term ha-charedim o-dvara, we use this colloquially, but the source in Tanakh is really psukim here in Yeshaya, maybe other places too in Nach. But shim u-dvar shem ha-charedim o-dvara, you have it here, you have another time as well. Talking about the Geula Hasida, and a number of psukim that focus on the glory of the future. Simchu ef Yerushalayim, begiru v'ko ha-veha, sisu itam masos ko misabu malach. Chazal tell us that those who misabu Yerushalayim, mazoche v'ab simchasa, based on this pasuk. This is another interesting pasuk. Re'isem b'sas libchem, v'atzmoseichem kadesha sifrachna. V'noda yad Hashem es avada, v'atzom es oivav. They did an archaeological dig after the Six-Day War, and they found, and this is something if you took a tour, maybe you've seen it, one of the stones, which is on the further part, more south of the Tosa Maravi, has carved into the stone these words, the first words of this pasuk, Re'isem b'sas libchem, v'atzmoseichem kadesha sifrachna. I don't know if they know exactly when it was carved in, hundreds of years ago. Somebody wanted to convey the message of hope, and they took these particular words from the Yeshaya Samach Vav, and it was literally carved into the stone, and you can still see it. By now, I think they put it into a glass covering, and it's very, very fascinating to see how Jews were thinking about the Geula way back when. Maybe one or two points that I'll make in terms of specific Lashonos of Psukim. One of them happens to be a little bit of Shaychus to Anim Zmiro, so I'll mention that also. The Pasuk says about HaKadosh Baruch Hu bringing the Geula, the Lashon is that I will bring the Geula, I will bring to birth. Ha'ani Ashbir, actually before that, let's mention it. Nishama Kasus Mira Ka'ela, Hayuchal Eretz B'Yom Echad. Yuchal, meaning the Chevrei Leida, happened so quickly. B'Yom Echad. Im Yivored Goy Pamechas, if the nation will be born at one instant. Ki Chala, Chala meaning Milashin of the Chevrei Leida. Ki Chala, Gam Yoda Tzion Es Baneha. In other words, the children returning to Eretz Yisrael, it's all happening so quickly. Usually it takes a period of time from the time that a woman gets pregnant till the baby is born. And then the next pasuk tes, Ha'ani Ashbir V'lo Orid Yomar Hashem, Imani Hamorid V'atzarti Ma'alukach, the process, I will not stop the process. Ha'ani Ashbir. So Ashbir is Milashon, bringing the woman to the birth stool. The Mashbir, Yosheves Ala Mashbir, meaning the woman who's literally about to give birth, the Re'isam Al Havnoyim. Ha'ani Ashbir, who I bring the woman, as Rashi says, Ha'ani Avi Yisa'isha Al Hamashbir, V'lo Eftach Rachma, and I want to open up the womb, Lo Tzi Ubra, Kulom Hashem Ha'aschil B'davar V'lo Ucha Ligmar, if the process has begun, I will not complete it. Im Ani Hamolid, I make all the women who have to give birth have their child. So the process will continue. So why do I say it's connected to Anim Zemiros? So there is a line toward the end, after the Aleph Beis acrostics, so you have a couple more lines at the end. All of them are talking about the wish that the tefillah, the shir, the bracha, so to speak, will be accepted by Hashem. So one of those lines, the line says as follows, right? It's actually right after the Tav, Tikashir Asvash Beinacha, Kashir Yushar Karbanacha, Birchasi Saleh Lurosh Masbir. Mecholel Umolid Tzadik Kabir. So the few psukim that the Python had in mind. The first is, Birchasi Saleh Lurosh Masbir is actually a pasuk in Mishlei. The pasuk is in Mishlei Yud Aleph, Bracha Lurosh Masbir. A bracha to the head of the one. Now here, Masbir means to sustain. It could be Tzayich is the idea of also bring a woman to give birth also, but here Mashbir is Miloshen Shever, the Yosef who are Mashbir Chol Ma'aretz. So the idea is, like the Mitzuda says over there, that the person who's selling the grain when it's needed, he's providing for the people, gets blessed. Somebody who's hoarding for himself and waiting for the prices to go up is cursed. And the opposite is the one who's providing, he gets the bracha. So that's bracha l'rosh mashbir. So b'chasi, my bracha, meaning my tefillah, my shir, should be brought up l'rosh mashbir. Rosh is a word that appears a lot in Anim Zemiros, and another Indian for itself. L'rosh mashbir to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the mashbir. But now we use the word mashbir in a different sense, and that's what we have, for example, in the pasuk here in Yishai Samach Vav. Mecholel umolid. Tzadik Kabir. Tzadik Kabir is a pasuk in Iyov, referring to a Kaddish Baruch Hu being a Tzadik Kabir. But Mechol Umolid is connected to the Mashbir, like we have over here. Hani Ashbir Velo Olid, Ki Chol Gam Yodot Tzion Esbanecha. Meaning that Kaddish Baruch Hu, who is he? He's a Mashbir, he's a Mecholel, he's a Molid, and he's a Tzadik Kabir. It's interesting that we're talking about birth, and we're using the Lashon of Mashbir. Mashbir is the Tzara, you could see, the pain, the suffering, the last birth pangs before the birth. And we're using that as a lashon also of the birth. And also mecholel, chil, why we refer to chevre leida as a lashon of chil, mecholel, because it's a sense of trembling, it's a sense of intensity. But the answer is that all of that is meant to bring about the birth that comes right afterwards. So the idea that I mentioned in the Sefer is that the Shevach v'Kadosh Baruch Hu is that something appears sometimes to be a very intense tzara. And the opposite, really, it's what allows Yeshua to be manifest right afterwards. So the very word Mashbir, which is a lashon of Kamishbarecha v'galecha layavar, it's also a lashon of breaking and suffering and pain, and Mecholel, which is a lashon of birth pangs, but that alone is synonymous with the idea of bringing out the bracha, bringing out the birth. Just one more pasuk that I'll highlight, because it happens to be quoted by the Ramban in the beginning of Vayechi. People don't realize connections. Ramban had psukim on his fingertips without a computer. So there's a pasuk here further in Haftorah, and it's discussing, you know, the ultimate Geula Asida, Gog u'Magog ideas, as in the first and say, Ve'heviu es kol acheichem, meaning the non-Jews, the Umos HaOlam, will bring you, Klal Yisrael, as a mincha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with all these different modes of transportation. In the same way the Kais will bring a mincha, so they will bring you as a mincha to Hashem. The pasuk says, Ve'eviu es kol acheichem. They, the nations, those nations in the far-flung areas, asher lo shamu shmi b'laros kivodi, Ve'eviu es kol acheichem mikol hagoyin, mincha l'Hashem, basusim, barechet, batzabim, bapradim, bakirkaro, so har kachiv shalim amar Hashem. So I noticed that the Ramban happens to quote this pasuk just sort of, He's mavliya this pasuk in his introductory essay to Parshas Vayechi. What does that have to do with Parshas Vayechi? Parshas Vayechi tells the story of Yaakov Avinu, his last years in Mitzrayim, and ultimately his passing from the world. And that the Parshas is called Vayechi. So the Ramban has a beautiful idea where he says that the remnants of this inyan of Yaakov and family going down to Mitzrayim, and then description of Yaakov Vinu's being buried with a state funeral in Eretz Canaan, is actually a symbol of the Geula Asida. And he goes through different aspects of why the story parallels the ultimate Golus and the ultimate Geula. So as he's going through that, he says, Ziknei paro besarav heluhu v'asuimo evo kaved. And he says, what happens for us is, anachnu bo, we are in the Golus, which is going for a while. Kemesim, Omrim, Yavshu Atzmusenu, Nixaron Olanu, we think that there's no hope. V'yaru Osanu Mikol Ha'amim Minchal Hashem. And what he's trying to say is that the idea of Yaakov Avinu's Aron being brought to Eretz Canaan, to Ma'asa Machpelah, for burial, is Keneged, the pasuk here in Haftorah Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, the end of Sefer Yeshaya, that the pasuk describes how the nations will bring Kal Yisrael as a Minchal Hashem in the time of the Geula, and that is the remez here of Yaakov Avinu's burial in Eretz Yisrael. It's a very interesting, fascinating idea of the parallel in the Ramban. Again, many other psukim that are worth looking at, pondering, but meanwhile, a little bit of appreciation for what we have in the Haftorah Shabbos Rosh Chodesh.